with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Well, what a weekend.
Lots of hockey.
Couple of wins in Los Angeles for the Edmonton Oilers make a sure big difference in my spirits.
You know, you go into the weekend thinking, oh boy, Monday's going to be, could be real good, real bad, or okay.
Yeah.
She's real good.
Yeah. And you just think about, again, we talk about it, but I don't know if there's anywhere else in North America that would have this many people watching hockey games like that aren't like actually in the stadium actually happening. You talk about the watch parties being sold out. Mm-hmm. Jack, you asked, and I was wrong. I didn't know they were going to have the outdoor parties in the Ice District for these other two games. Of course they did. And they got these that extra big tent thing.
And they're so busy.
And Ethan from our drive home was hosting there. And but it's just, it's ridiculous. And everybody's doing the conga line, and they're just having fun, and they're just, it's crazy. And this is the first round, you know?
Right. I guess
it does keep them off White Avenue, like when Matt was there in 2006.
Ooh.
We did our, we made our own watch party. Tearing down lampposts.
Yeah, exactly.
Honking horns.
Yeah.
Being ignorant.
Yeah.
This is better.
Yeah.
Planned, protected, and safe is the way things should be.
Gated.
Yeah, no.
Corralled.
Yeah, there was no corralling us. I saw some stuff.
Yeah, how old are you?
I was 2006. I was 20.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. That was
prime time.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you were just like, this could not get any better.
Well, and like, I wasn't doing much. Like, I was playing baseball. I had a job I didn't care about.
All right.
My life revolved around the playoff games.
Yeah.
But, like, kind of like Chris is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not doing much. Just, yeah, a job I don't like. What did you say?
Oh, your life is revolving around those
Take
games.
Take this job and shove it. I got all those games to watch. But I just, like, it was just... That's all we could focus on. And yeah. I feel like the next generation...
Is getting their chance.
Yes,
yeah.
They're getting their,
it's their
opportunity.
Turn.
But can you imagine if this goes into the middle of June, right? Like, would that not be crazy?
Like, well, I mean, that's what happened with the Oilers, like, in 2006.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It went to the middle of June. Yeah.
We had to go to my Nana's funeral in the middle of it. That was a buzzkill. Thanks, Nana.
Bad timing.
What was she thinking?
Yeah.
I watched... I watched two of the San Jose games from Dauphin, Manitoba.
Right.
Remember that?
Because of
Came
grandma.
Back, but I just kept on ripping away now.
You never left, lost a step, did you?
It's just like,
goodbye, Nana. Hello, Oilers.
They back in 2006, they didn't have watch parties or anything like this, right?
No.
You go to a bar or a buddy's house. That was your watch party.
Yeah, that was it, right? No, that was back in the old days.
Now we got this brand new facility, and you know, you got
the district.
It's amazing.
Yeah, downtown.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Oilers win, by the way. 1-0 last night. Life is good.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Here's the deal. Yeah, a couple of weeks of broadcasts in my chapter here at Kissin' Country, and we'll be at Friesen Brothers on Friday at the Glenora location, the new location. You were there on the weekend, Jack. You had lots of fun, didn't you?
Yeah, I was on remote on Saturday morning, and it was busy and fun.
Awesome.
They had a ribeye sale. And
right.
So, yeah, rib steaks were like $12.99 a pound. It was a great deal.
All right. So a lot of cattle left that place.
Yeah.
In grocery bags. So we're going to be doing that on Friday. So that'll be an opportunity, hopefully, for me and Jack and Matt to get a chance to meet you. We were at the Rabbit Hill location on Friday. We had so much fun. It was just great.
It was busy. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun time for sure. And then my final broadcast on May 10th, which will be my 35th anniversary at the radio station. This is the first time we're announcing this. We'll be held at Cook County Saloon. The entire broadcast, starting at 7 o'clock, will be here on Kissin' Country. Of course, that makes it a broadcast. And, man, I wish everybody could come, but that's not realistic based on capacity and stuff like that. But we are going to be giving away tickets to the event. Now, it's one of these tough things because it's a Friday morning, so not everybody's available. Everybody's
right.
Lots of people got to work. They got kids that got to go to school and stuff like that. But if you're somebody that would potentially like to come, you can text us at 780-421-1039. We have a random we have a number of I guess, invites for people if they'd like to come.
Yeah,
right?
A few tickets.
So, yeah, throughout the next couple of weeks, we'll be just giving you opportunities, and this will be one of them. 780-421-1039. We will just kind of randomly choose some texts. I wish that, you know, I get a chance for everybody that would like to come, but it's not realistic. It's, you know, based on capacity and stuff like that. But anyway, 780-421-1039. The final broadcast from Cook County Saloon with some special guests stopping by throughout the morning. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough, but it's also going to be awesome.
It'll be fun. It'll be all the emotions.
All of them.
I'm just thinking like,
get ready. My chest gets tight when we talk about it.
I hear you. I hear you. My chest has never been tight. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I got it.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
On Saturday, when it started to rain at my place, sun was shining, it was raining. I'm like, who cares? Just bring it on.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, and I did an Instagram post about it, and then Jack's husband, Bobby, messaged me, and he said, Chris, that's called a sun shower. So,
he's always helping.
That was nice of him, because I wasn't aware it was called a sun shower, so... Bobby's always in the know.
Thank goodness for him.
Is that sarcasm? Please tell me that's sarcasm.
Yes,
okay. It's sarcasm.
I was a little worried there, too. I'm like, you did know. Right?
I did know.
Well, you know, sometimes stuff slips through the cracks.
That's right.
But you'd hope a farmer knows what a sun shower is.
He's from Thorsby, too, so I guess he just wanted to make sure I knew what it was called.
He's got your back.
He's got my back. Good for him. All right. How about our Edmonton Oilers last night?
Woo!
What a stressful game. Like, honestly, it was just constant. It was, they outshot us significantly.
I would say outplayed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, it's 1-0 late in the third.
Yeah.
Oilers take a penalty. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right.
But the boys killed her off.
They did it.
Skinny stood strong.
Will Ferrell was in the crowd. Did you see that?
No way, really?
Yeah, they showed him a couple of times, but...
That's fun.
He's got to be getting a little sad because, you know, this is the third year in a row that, you know.
Oof.
That we got him backed in a corner. It's nothing's final until you know what happens.
Right.
We have to put him away.
Right. Yeah.
They won on our ice for their one win, so it could happen. So we just got to buckle down here.
But it's true. But I was thinking last night, when, you know, again, not getting ahead of ourselves, but we, you know, if we beat them 3 years in a row, this will be like kind of what the Dallas Stars used to do to us, right?
Yes.
Every year we'd go up against Dallas. Do you remember that?
Every single year.
What was the year we beat them? How many times did we play them then?
We beat them in 97, the year Carter was born.
And then previously, how many times have we played them?
Lots. I don't know.
Like three, maybe?
Yeah, every year. Really quick story about the reason why I know it was 97. The reason I know it was the year Carter was born. He was born on April 7th.
Because you left your wife at the hospital and went to the game?
No, but game 7 was 2 or 3 weeks after he came home from the hospital. And honest to goodness, this happened. Karen was feeding the little boy by nursing. And when Todd Marchand...
He's so scared to say breastfeeding?
No. When Todd Marchand scored that goal, I let out such a scream... Carter jumped like he jumped from feeding position, and Karen says, he just about ripped my nipple off.
Don't care. You see that goal?
It's an unfortunate playoff injury.
It's an upper body injury, okay?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so there was. She said, don't ever do that again when I'm feeding. I'm like,
what
okay.
What a dream. You got your wife's boob out. You got a new son. And Todd Marchand iced it.
What a night.
It was great.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Rainy, but yet beautiful Monday morning.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like it's a good thing for sure? I kind of went outside this morning and there was like a drip drip on my nose. And I looked up and I'm like, oh, I think it's clear. No, it can't be clear. Oh, good. It's not clear. And it looks like we're
going to
see some moisture the next few days, which will be a great thing. Oilers, big game last night. In case you missed it. And I don't blame you if you did. I mean, it was a late start. It was ridiculous. Waiting for that game to start, like seriously, all day. It was just...
The anticipation.
It was nutty, you know, and there was like three games before it. So I'm just watching all these hockey games.
Lots of hockey.
Ready for the Oilers to play. One of the games was a game in Nashville. The Vancouver Canucks played against the Nashville Predators. The Nashville Predators had the game at hand. They were ahead 3-1. Few minutes left. Vancouver's not getting a sniff. They got, like the Oilers last night, got very few shots on goal. Pulled our goalie. score one, score another one with 6 seconds left. Then, like, a minute into overtime, they win it.
Real heart crusher.
Heart crusher for the Nashville folks. They were throwing their catfish on the ice. And I saw, I don't know if you saw this, probably not, but at one point during the game, they had a big cat, slimy catfish, and there was a beautiful lady that was holding this slimy catfish, and somebody poured a beer into it, and she flipped it up, and she was chugging the beer out of the catfish.
I don't think I could do it.
Would you rather do the Australian thing and drink out of a shoe or drink out of a catfish?
A shoe. I think.
I take a shoey all day.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a catfish. Ugh.
See, I'm thinking the catfish. I don't know. Like,
really?
The shoe, that's...
I just feel like the risk of...
The shoe is gross.
But the catfish can get you sick. Not the shoe.
The shoe could too.
People got throat infections from shoeys. But I don't know, dog. No, thank you. Hey, you're in the spirit.
Yeah.
I once saw a guy when the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championships.
Right.
When LeBron came back, he was so excited, a horse pooped on the ground and he ate some. He's like, ah, Cavaliers!
What?
Sometimes the feeling just hits you, man. He was just like, ah!
That is definitely the weirdest story you've ever told.
I didn't eat the horse poop.
Okay, for the record, it was a friend of his. All right.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, quick draw time. It's the Battle of the Boys. Danny and Brad are playing the game. Hey, Danny, what'd you think of that hockey game last night?
That was good. We won.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Brad?
Good, but a snoozer.
A snoozer?
Oh, yeah. Hard to stay up for that.
Well, that's...
a legitimate snoozer.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. This game started at 9 o'clock at night. All right, well, you know what? This game is nice and bright and early in the morning, and it's quick draw. It's a best of five. Orville Peck, that's his name?
That's right. He's coming to Midway Music Hall on July 11th, and one of you guys are going to be there, too.
All right, scream out your answers. Name something that is round that starts with the letter T.
T-ball. Nope, sorry.
T-balls. I think a T-ball works.
Who said that?
Brad.
All right.
Don't play yourself, bud.
No. All right. I thought table was coming, but that's all right.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Name a language that starts with the letter C.
Cantonese. Brad.
Correct.
Nice.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You got to block him here. Let's go. Excuses for being late that start with the letter S.
Sleeping.
Yes. Was that Danny?
Yeah.
He was.
You're
didn't
on the
sleep
board.
On that one. Okay, let's go. Name something you take outside that starts with the letter D.
Dog. Brad.
Brad, you did it.
Right.
Yeah, there's the ball game, folks.
The T-ball game.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right. As I get set to leave the radio station in less than 2 weeks now, we're counting down my favorite 35 songs in the 35 years I've worked at the station. So my number one pick every year along the way and coming up in the next few moments. We're not counting them down in order. We're just kind of doing them randomly. But my favorite song from 2021 is coming up shortly. So that's on the way.
Ooh.
Nesting parties. I just heard about this. It's a new thing for pregnant ladies. Not a baby shower, but a nesting party. What is a nesting party? Basically, a nesting party is an opportunity for the pregnant lady to have her friends and family come to her house and take care of everything prior to the baby's arrival.
To nest. Get the house ready.
Get the nest ready.
So instead of the shower, which is like party, decorations,
gifts.
Games, gifts, hugs and kisses, it's like sweatpants, clean my house,
make Windex.
Me food, prep my crib, bring me diapers.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
It does seem useful.
Does it? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
In the end of the day, like if you have a shower, it's normally not at your house, somebody else hosts, just because it's such an inconvenience to somebody who's about to have a baby.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I love the nesting party idea.
I don't, like, it would freak me out a little bit having everyone just in my stuff.
Right.
You'd have to clean for the cleaners.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right? Like when you're
so at what point?
At
what point is that, you know, is it worth it, right? I don't know. I know my daughter who's expecting, I've asked her about it, and she says, she's like, oh my gosh, she gets anxiety thinking of everybody. I mean, she is not necessarily the cleanest person.
Right.
We've talked about this over the years. And so she's like, I'll get Renato, her husband, he can take care of all that stuff. I don't really want my girlfriends and family here in the middle of it all. So I don't know, I just wonder. What do you think?
I see the usefulness of it.
It sounds great. It sounds incredible on paper.
Yes.
But.
Well, because you go to a shower and everybody's like, that's an incredible gift. But there's like 5 out of the 10 gifts you get. Are you never really going to use, right? I don't need this breast pump made by NASA.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
But like, I think the value of the nesting party is better than a shower. There, okay. I said it. Instead of playing pin the name on the baby or dumb stuff like that, get them to clean. Like, I want to have a nesting party right now.
Yeah, you would love this.
There is the whole, like, you have to clean for the cleaners. Like, my friends still talk about the burrito they found under our couch when we moved once.
Right?
So, like, you just prepare that they're going to see some stuff that you don't want them to see, but that's just part of the nest.
I guess.
Okay, first text in says, I'm too OCD. I'd be worried if it wasn't done right to my standards, says.
Okay. That comes from Marita. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, too. Yeah, because they are organizing how they would organize.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's not how I do it.
Yeah.
That's not how I want things.
But in the same sense... Okay, here's like your standard at the top rung.
Right.
If you got friend's standard, a couple rungs down.
Yeah.
But then if your house is like currently like 8 rungs down below that, at least get them up to...
Everything is an improvement.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think if you're somebody that cares about what others are going to do there, your house is already up at a fairly decent rung.
Okay.
I'm thinking, all right. Nesting parties, what do you think?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to make you mine. There's High Valley kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's a 7:55 on a great day. Oilers win last night. Jack's got details about that coming up.
You betcha.
Also, a Cabela's code word that could win you a huge prize.
$10,000 prize.
Okay, that is coming up. We're talking about nesting parties. You're having a baby, ladies. And instead of having a baby shower, you decide to have a nesting party where all of your girlfriends and maybe family come over and they just get you ready for this baby.
Diane texts in and says, nesting party, 2 thumbs down. I would absolutely hate people in my house going through my stuff, and I would never want to attend a nesting party for anyone else either. I think this is an awful idea. Huge ick factor.
Why are people so worried about others seeing how they live?
Maybe it's secrets.
What's in that pantry you were
in? It's deep.
Sandra.
Hi. As for the nesting parties, I have such anxiety with people being in my house. I don't think I could do it.
Right.
Yeah. Like you'd want to, but it would just be too much.
It's a good idea. Like if I could like banish them all to the baby's nursery and be like, hey, that's the only room you go in, then maybe.
That's it. You stay there.
Banish
then
them.
Maybe, but I don't think I could do it. Like, to clean my whole house? No.
Yeah.
But bring me freezer meals, bring me, like, that kind of stuff after baby's born.
Right.
What about if everybody got together and paid for a professional cleaner?
No. No.
What's wrong with you? You don't want anybody else cleaning your house?
She likes her stuff where she likes her stuff, I guess. Chris,
Jack. You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, lightning bug, look at you. There is Dean Brody kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:09. What's going on, Jack?
Well, Chris, you've got 2 weeks left here on Kissin' Country before you hang up the microphone after 35 years. So this is going to be a special 2 weeks. Twice every morning, we're going to have messages from artists that wanted to give you their well wishes and a congrats to 35 years as a radio career.
All right, thank you for that.
So today we have Jess Moskluk.
Sheets, congratulations on 35 years in radio. That is no small feat. That's a tough thing to do, and it's such a special thing to do. The amount of people that you've connected with over the years, be it artists, industry folk, other radio folk, but most importantly, your listeners, is pretty incredible, and I really hope that those are some treasured memories. I know that I have a ton of treasured memories with you, most of which are slightly traumatic, so I'm really excited for the future with you. I am so thankful for everything that you've done for all of the artists along the way, and really excited for you to enjoy whatever retirement brings you. Congratulations.
That's very nice. Jess is awesome.
You do want to catch them. There is a video with these that will be on our socials as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Jess. I think we should play a song of hers, right?
Let's do it.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We talked about it earlier in the show, the fact that my final broadcast on Kissin' Country will basically take place where my career began for you know, really it did at Cook County Saloon.
I spent, the gutter?
Well,
some days.
That too, yeah. Cook County Saloon. Again, that club, I had a chance to host there so many nights and do so many different things, and it's just a huge part of who I am, what I am, and what this radio station is. So the final broadcast on May 10th will take place at Cook County Saloon, and I wish everybody could come, but that's not realistic just based on capacity and things like that, but we'll give you another opportunity to be there before this hour is through, okay?
Nice.
All right, that's coming up. Oilers last night in Los Angeles, quite the game. The games have been high scoring until last night. And then you could just tell as soon as that game started, it was different. Los Angeles was playing for their lives, and they were hitting us hard, and we were didn't get a whole lot of space, didn't get a whole lot of chances, didn't get a whole lot of shots, but we only needed one. We only needed one. And we got it in the second period, and we were up 1-0. And it's funny how, watching that game with my son and my wife, she almost gets a little, what's the pea soup thing? You know, when the horror movie, Poltergeist kind of?
Exorcist?
A little exorcist in her. No, she gets a little exorcist in her. When
her head starts spinning around?
We're watching, and the puck would get close to our net, and she'd be like, no!
Oh, okay.
Like, she was making some weird sounds, like I've never heard her make before. She's like, no!
Satan compels you.
She's into it.
Oh, my gosh, is she into it. Which is awesome, right? It's just awesome. We're all into it. It's all good. But, man, oh, man, no!
You know, scary. My wife and I have a ton in common.
Yeah.
But one of the things we don't have in common is sports.
Right.
Where she comes by it honestly. Her family doesn't play sports. They're scientists. They're nerds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I married a nerd.
Yeah.
So I've never watched a game unless it was live with my wife.
Yeah.
Never?
Never, really. If it's on, she's not sitting down and watching it. She's doing something else. Right.
Right.
It would be nice to sit with your spouse and enjoy a hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every so often I do. I'll sit down. But...
Are you on your phone?
We don't make a date of it. No. Most of the time, I'm not on my phone, especially playoff games. Like, they are actually interesting.
Right.
Regular season, I'll take my phone.
It was Friday night, and Sam's like, you want to watch a show tonight? And I'm like, sir, it's a playoff game. She goes, oh. Well, I hope they get boat race so you could come up and watch a show with me. All right.
She didn't get her wish.
She didn't.
That would be the last thing my wife ever said to me, and I would be like grabbing my stuff and going to live in a hotel.
With a TV.
But Oilers win last night, one game away from moving on to the second round. They will play on Wednesday night. We got a couple of days now to get geared up for the game.
Just to rest.
I don't care. I'm wearing my Oilers jersey every day until I'm done. I'm lazy, and yes. B, I just want to wear it. So, and I've got like 3 or 4 of them, so I'll be okay.
You got a good rotation.
Keep it happening, right? Where are we going? Oh, yeah. Cook County Saloon, my final broadcast after 35 years, will be on my 35th anniversary at the station on May 10th. And if you'd like to go, text at 780-421-1039 for the next couple of weeks. We're going to randomly give people the opportunity to be there. It's a ticketed event. I wish everybody could just come, but that's not going to be realistic based on capacity and comfort and things like that for people at the club. But if you'd like to come, we'll give you random opportunities, and this is one of those at 780-421-1039. Talking about Chris Sheets memories, we got a text just a few minutes ago.
We certainly did. This is so funny. It comes from Susan. It says, Chris, my greatest memory of you is when you worked the afternoon show. Jerry Reed had passed away, and you mistakenly said Johnny Reed had passed away. Johnny Reed heard that you had announced that he died, and he called you to tell you that he's still very much alive. It was so funny.
That absolutely did happen. I did say Johnny instead of Jerry, which, you know,
could spook some people.
Quite an important mistake. I mean, you know, I guess Jerry Reed wished it was the other way around.
Fair.
But, you know, Jerry was much older, and it was just the way it was.
We read that text, and I thought, there's got to be some other times you really put your foot in your mouth. 35 years, you can't be perfect.
Oh, man.
You're no Tom Brokaw. What else did you say?
I don't know. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you.
That's the kind of stuff where you're just about to fall asleep, and then you relive your embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
The worst.
Oh, and yeah, you're not sleeping. You do a lot of that.
Johnny Reed, still alive and well. I talked
Good
to him
to
recently. He's doing fine.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's Madeline Merlot and Slide kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's a 9:17. It's a little soggy this morning, which is a good thing for sure, as we get set to say goodbye to April and welcome May. It's hockey time. We're talking about the Oilers and their 1-0 win last night. Vancouver Canucks, the Canuck fans are through the roof. They like the Oilers. Oilers probably shouldn't have won last night based on the shots on goal and things like that. But they came back, the Canucks in Nashville, and they beat the Predators 4-3 in overtime. It looks like a fun place to be at a game. I've never been there before, but of course, when the other team gets a goal scored on them, they chant the goalie's name, and then they say, "Hey, blah, blah, blah. It's all your fault. It's all your fault."
I do love that.
Harsh.
That's what they do, right? So anyway, last night it was all their fault. They lost 4-3. I think it's been 6 consecutive home losses in a row, if I'm not mistaken. And some people are blaming it on Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw has his song, "I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More of It."
Right.
It's their goal song. It's always been their goal song. Every time they score a goal, they play a little bit
it
of Tim McGraw's "I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More of It."
You bet. Okay.
So I guess, a couple of years ago, Tim was playing a concert at the arena, and he brought the Stanley Cup out, and he serenaded the Stanley Cup while singing that song. And now many believe, because they haven't won a playoff game since he did that, they call it the McCurse of McGraw.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you do? How do you reverse that?
Does he take it back out?
Well, we think about previous curses. There was the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Who were cursed for 100 years by Babe Ruth.
Right.
There was the curse of the goat with the Chicago Cubs, who they eventually won.
Right.
And then remember Steve Bartman? He was the guy that grabbed that ball away from the fielder.
Yeah, he was about to catch it, and then he didn't, and then they ended up winning that game.
They took the ball, and they blew it up.
Yeah.
Trying to break the curse.
Did it work?
Yeah, they won. Eventually. I also think we need to blow up Tim McGraw.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Shoot him to the moon or something.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Well, I don't want them to win, so they keep Tim on touring.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's ever said anything about it. Like, he must think it, too. He must feel bad. Right?
No, I don't think he feels bad. if you're the center of a curse, you're probably in such denial.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
It's not me. And then you go home, look in the mirror. It's like, what if it is?
Am I the problem?
I don't know. You know.
My friend thought I was cursed. I think it was 2006.
Yeah.
One of my friends had season tickets, and I was lucky enough to go to a bunch of games.
Right.
And this team made the playoffs, so they won enough.
They did.
I must have saw 15 games at that arena. Everyone they lost.
Oh, you are
every
a curse.
Every single one. And then I got to see a playoff game against Detroit. One of the first, I think it was the Edmonton's first home game.
Yeah.
Lost. And one of my buddies legit is like, I don't think you should go to games anymore. And it wasn't just like a ha-ha moment. It's like, stop taking them.
And Jack, you believe this stuff, but Matt typically doesn't believe this
stuff. Yeah, that's true. I'm very superstitious and into the curses, and I believe it. All of it.
Every one of them.
I give sports curses more legs than...
Where's the science behind it, Matt?
I know, it's not logical.
Welcome to my side.
But after 15 games, and they've lost them all, right? Yeah. Do you feel like you're cursed? Or I've got a buddy who literally loves the Oilers, but he does not watch the games. He says, when I watch, they lose, so I don't watch.
When it comes down to it, you're not the problem.
No.
Johnny Everyman.
No.
You have to get to a level of fame. Like, if you're Tim McGraw, you could be the problem. Like, Chris
you
is getting
him.
Close. Chris is getting close. Good thing he's retiring, or he could curse the team. Ooh.
All right. Well, we'll see. It looks like it's, again, things can happen, but both the Oilers and the Canucks have 3-1 leads. If things play out like they could, it'll be the Oilers and the Canucks in the next round.
When is the next game for the Canucks? Like ours is Wednesday. Do they play Wednesday as well?
I think theirs is Tuesday. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's exciting. Exciting times for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.